You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Last week, Colorado Mountain College announced plans to change tuition costs next year. The majority of students will pay more, some will pay less. The college is trying to shore up revenue streams as future funding looks increasingly bleak. To learn more, I'm joined by our reporter, Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Who gets lower tuition out of this?
Most students in bachelor's level classes will see costs go down. And I say most because students from out of state will have higher tuition costs.
Okay, how much will those costs go down?
So a full-time student at CMC who's taking bachelor level courses will save nearly $600 next year. But the majority of the college's students don't take bachelor level classes. They take lower level or associate level classes. Think Biology 101. Full-time students enrolling in these classes will pay $450 more in tuition next year.
So it sounds like CMC is getting more expensive for most students.
There's more to the story, though. The college is trying to offset the higher tuition for the associate level students with other cost-saving measures. So I spoke with Matt Gianeschi. He's the college's chief operating officer, and he was quick to remind me that tuition is just one of the costs that college students have. There are others, and a significant one, which he thinks people are kind of prone to overlook, is books.
For many of our students, especially our in-district students, book costs have historically been greater than their tuition costs.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is why CMC is instituting a new book leasing program. Instead of students paying hundreds of dollars for one textbook, they'll pay a small fee, they'll rent the book, and all told, Gianeschi says, associate level students will see a 1% increase in their total cost of going to school.
I see. So why is CMC doing this now?
Because of money. So CMC gets 70% of its funding from local property taxes. And there's a very complicated state law called the Gallagher Amendment. And basically what it is there's a limit to the amount of property tax that can be collected from homeowners statewide. And because of all the growth on the Front Range, it means that property tax assessment rates are going down everywhere, including here. This in turn means less money for CMC. To put this in real terms, I mean, this year CMC got $2.8 million less than what they thought they were going to get.
Wow.
Okay, and next year, there could be another $4 million reduction. So tuition is something that the college can control, and so they're trying to just make sure that they're on as stable financial ground as possible.
Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.